Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Well, we've arrived. We are here. 4 years in the making. The Phillies and the Dodgers in the Major League Baseball playoffs. It starts on Saturday. Citizens Bank Park, best of 5. I can't wait. It feels like an NLCS being played in the NLDS. There's going to be a lot of thoughts out there the next few days that this is the World Series, that the winner of this series will win the World Series. Now, there's some pitfalls to that because you get too high after winning this series. You'll have to get through a 7-game NLCS, a 7-game World Series. But I do agree with the sentiment that the winner of this series will be the favorite to win the World Series and very likely will win the World Series. All right, I want to dive in today. Obviously, a challenging matchup here against the Dodgers. 5 big questions heading into the Phillies-Dodgers NLDS. Number one, is Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper ready to match the output of Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman? Let's go through the last couple games here, and then we can kind of dive back into past playoff series with the Dodgers and what they were able to accomplish last year. Because I have a theory that unless you can match the top three of the Dodgers, you can't beat them. That's how good those guys are. That's how productive they are. And it always feels like one or two of them are insanely hot. So last night, Dodgers win 8-4. And in last night's game, the combination of Ohtani, Betts, Freeman combined for 5 hits, 4 runs batted in, and they scored 2 runs. Okay, they were a driving force of the offense. That they were on base. Ohtani was on base twice. Betts on base 4 times. Freeman on base once. So they were on base 7 times between the three of them. Then you go back to the night before in game number 1 of the NLD of the wild card series against the Reds, and those three combined for 6 hits. They were on base 8 times. They scored 3 runs, drove in 3 runs, obviously 2 home runs from Shohei Ohtani. So on base 8 times in the first game, and then last night they were on base a combination of 15 times in 2 games they were on base. And I'm going to quickly go back and look at last year's World Series and just see how many times those three guys got on base in the series. Because my contention is those three got on base way more than the top three in the Yankees lineup. So let's go to at-bats in the series. Freeman, Teoscar, Shohei, Mookie. Let's use the three, the big three, okay? Last year's World Series, Freddie Freeman had 6 hits and 2 walks. He was on base 8 times. Shohei Ohtani was on base 4 times. Mookie Betts was on base 8 times. So we're looking at 8 and 4 is 12. 17 times on base and 4 home runs. 17 times on base and 4 home runs in the World Series last year. Meanwhile, when you look at the New York Yankees, the Jazz Chisholms, the Giancarlo Stantons, the Aaron Judges, let's use Juan Soto, Judge, and Chisholm. They were on base 7, and then Judge was on base 7, and Soto was on base 12. So they got on base a good amount, but the power, 1 home run from Chaz, 1 home run from Judge, 1 home run from Soto. So they did not match the power output, and I think when you look at it, the power and on base of those three guys, you have to match them to beat them. You have to at least match them. And that means Turner's going to have his timing from day one. Schwarber's going to have to get going. Usually he's more of a LCS and World Series performer than an LDS performer. It's got to start from the jump. And Bryce has got to get going from game number one. So that's a major, major key is can they match those guys? All right. Question number two I have heading into the series is, will Rob Thomson push his starters deeper? Will Rob Thomson lean more on his starters with an uneven and I would say not as deep starting rotation for the bullpen? And what I mean by that is in past playoffs, Rob Thomson has leaned on his bullpen because he's always seemingly had an extra starter hanging out in the bullpen ready to come in and perform, whether it be Ranger Suarez or whoever. It's been kind of a leverage guy, a guy that he could use in the middle innings as a piggyback to get them through. A Zach Eflin at 22, a Ranger Suarez. This year, with the injury to Zach Wheeler, I don't know if it affects them as much pitch number one of game number one, but there's a cumulative effect of not having Zach Wheeler. And that is, you know, Ranger Suarez, who might be the fourth starter on this team, and in this particular series against the Dodgers, you only have to use 3 starters. If Wheeler was healthy, it'd be Wheeler. It'd be Sanchez, and I would go Lizardo. So you could use Ranger out of the bullpen in a big moment. That's probably out now. So do the Phillies extend their starters a little bit more instead of going to the underbelly of their bullpen? They fixed the back end, and we should feel good about Johan Duran heading into the 9th inning. But should we feel like the Phillies have a great middle relief? I don't, and I'd rather... You know, and now it's a tricky situation because let's use Lizardo. We know he could lose it very fast, but I think Lizardo is a gamer. His velocity's still there. He's strong right now, if ending the season. And it's the 5th inning of the game, and Otani's up or Betts is up. I would trust Lizardo rather than going to Orion Kerkering or David Robertson. And in the past, if you follow the pattern of how Topper's managed the bullpen in the playoffs, he gets the starter out that second time, around the third time through the order, around 80 to 100 pitches. He's a quick hook guy. In fact, last 3 years, Philly starters threw 77.6 pitches and got 15.3 outs per game in the playoffs. If you take out Wheeler starts, it's 72.7 pitches and 13.7 outs. 13.7 outs for starters. Think about that for a second. That's not even getting you through 5. That means in the 5th inning, with 1 or 2 outs in the 5th inning, Topper's dumping into his bullpen when it's not a Wheeler start. That's what the average would say. Now, look, it's worked at times. It hasn't worked at times. He has had brilliant bullpen games, like game one in Atlanta a couple years ago. He's had games where you could clearly feel like they just were going to run out of rope at some point, like last year, game four in New York, when he got Ranger out and they were trying to piecemeal and put that thing together with the whole game in front of them, and eventually the dam was going to break. You felt that the whole game four last year with the Mets getting guys on base until the Lindor grand slam off Estevez. So it's worked. It's not worked. We know the Wheeler situation, game six in Houston. I didn't think that was as egregious as some of the others, but Topper's got a quick hook in October. Does he not this year? Okay, so Luzardo, 32 regular season starts, 189 average, 556 OPS, third time through the order, including 182 average, 521 OPS on pitches 75 to 100. He's gotten stronger. I love the idea of a fired up crowd, Citizens Bank Park, game two Monday night, two guys on in the fifth inning, and he lets him finish it. He lets Lizardo finish it because I think he's built for that moment. Don't dive into the bullpen too early, but also be ready when that time comes. That's a big question. All right, question number three, is the Dodgers bullpen there to be had? Or is it no longer the weakness we perceive? There's a perception, and it's likely reality, that the Dodgers' bullpen is their undoing. That's the big weakness of the team. It's not the offense, clearly, especially if Will Smith comes back for the series. The starting pitching is dominant right now, but it's that bullpen. And you saw it a couple nights in a row against the Reds here where they give up runs. Now, they're up big. I'm not sure it's really Roberts' leverage spot, leverage guys in the seventh and eighth with the leads he's had. He went to Sasaki last night to close the game. So why I think it is their weakness, but it might not be as big of a weakness as we perceive, is it's going to be different in the NLDS. First of all, we're already seeing it. Roki Sasaki went from out of sight, out of mind for months, injured. Obviously, the guy they brought over from Japan this past year, rookie starter, blah, blah, blah. He pitched against the Phillies here in April. He's there, maybe closer now, or at least leverage option out of the bullpen, pumping 100 miles an hour. Then you have Tyler Glasnow. I don't know where Glasnow fits in the pitching staff for the Dodgers. I'd imagine he's coming out of the bullpen. Now, I do think he's a little soft mentally. We saw it here in April when he couldn't get his footing on the mound on a rainy day. I think he could be a disaster for them in a big spot. Because of that, especially if that spot is here, I think he'd be much more likely to pitch well in L.A. than here. But obviously, the stuff is high-end. Some of the best strikeout stuff in the sport coming out of the bullpen. And then there's Clayton Kershaw. Is he part of this? Is he on the roster? Is he their Aaron Nola? Is he going to pitch? Now, Emma Sheehan gave up a couple runs last night, but Sheehan pitched well in a piggyback against the Phillies a couple weeks ago out in L.A. So between Sasaki, Glasnow, Sheehan, Kershaw, that bullpen isn't probably what we think it is or it's been the entire season. I still think it's the weaker part of their team, but I'm not ready to say it's just instant runs. We're going to have to earn them, and we better be the better bullpen to win this series. All right, question number four that I have entering the series is, are the Phillies role players ready to carry the momentum over? Bryson Stott, from late July, right around the time his son was born, he changed his, dropped his hands a little bit. He moved in about an inch closer to the plate. He's been a different hitter. He's been pulling the baseball more instead of just those lazy fly balls to left field. Is that carrying over? Brandon Marsh, what an excellent rebound and just transformational kind of season for him, considering after April, I think we were all ready to say, we're done with the Marsh thing. Then you go to Max Kepler and what he provided down the stretch. And of course, Harrison Bader. Are those guys ready to roll entering the postseason to help out the top three in the order? And can they do it to a high level? And the final question I have entering this series is, Christopher Sanchez up to the task? And I don't mean that in terms of the season he just had. Obviously, he grew to be a Cy Young contending pitcher. All the hype in spring training, we were down there in spring, and everyone we talked to in spring training said, Christopher Sanchez is the real deal. Christopher Sanchez is about to level up. Christopher Sanchez is going to be that Cy Young contender. And he was. And he earned whatever votes he gets, second or third in the voting. Paul Skenes is going to win the award. But whatever Christopher Sanchez is, he earned it. Great season. The best contract probably in Philadelphia sports right now. And he's earned the number one game. He's earned the game here to pitch in game one. And then he'll pitch again in game four next Thursday night. But is he ready for this? The Dodgers hit the ball pretty well off him in September. This is the best lineup he's facing in baseball. And he's going to be tasked with two of the first four games. He has to pitch his best baseball. Otherwise, the Phillies are in huge trouble. It's one thing to be the number two and kind of be in the shadow of the number one. It's another thing to be the number one, to be the guy. I think he's got the right demeanor for it. I think he has the right stuff for it. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he goes out there on Saturday night and shoves against the Dodgers. And that changeup is working. And we're talking about a guy that goes out there, gives the Phillies seven innings of one-run baseball. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But we have to see that. Thought he pitched well last year in his one game against the Mets. But again, it's a different story being the number two. I know they were down 1-0 and that was a huge game. It's a different story being the number two. You can almost fly under the radar, in a sense, as the number two. In this series, he's going to be on the mound in two of the first four games. He's going to pitch, you know, if the Phillies have to cover 45 innings in this series, right? Five times nine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And that's if we get no extra innings and it goes the distance, right? The 45 possible regulation innings over the full five-game series. Christopher Sanchez could take down 14 of those innings. I mean, basically, he could take down a third of those innings. Nobody on the Phillies will come close to that. You know, perhaps it's Lizardo in game two or Ranger, however they're going to do this, right? Perhaps let's use Lizardo as the example. And maybe he'll go 5 1/3 and 6. Maybe he'll go 5 1/3 and 7. Maybe he'll get to 12 or so innings in this series. But I find it very hard to believe he's getting to 14. The Topper's going to let him face a third time through the order with the Dodgers twice, you know, both in game two and a winner take all game five with an off day baked in before each game and the bullpen's ready. So just on the nature of the games, the days, especially with the no day off between game three and four, Sanchez is going to be asked to carry this pitching staff. The 45 or so innings, and it could be less, right? It could be 38 innings. It could be 36 innings, excuse me. It could be 36 innings. He could pitch 14 of those. He could pitch a gigantic portion of the innings. Is he ready for the moment to pitch like he did in the regular season? This is where we separate the good versus the true aces, the month of October for a guy like Christopher Sanchez. So the five questions on my mind, big ones, heading into this series versus the Dodgers. Are Turner, Schwarber, Harper ready to match Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman? Will Topper push his starters deeper than he typically does in the postseason? Is the Dodgers' bullpen there to be had or no longer the weakness we perceive it to be? Are the Phillies' role players ready to carry the momentum over? And is Christopher Sanchez up for the task? I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Be tuned to WIP today, tomorrow, Rally for Red October. It's going to be an incredible few days around here as the Phillies get set for the NLDS against the Dodgers. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the pod on Sports Radio 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.